This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Every week on the show, we ask someone to reflect on how their financial habits were shaped by members of their family. Today, an actor who's played some memorable movie roles takes us on a tour of his childhood.
I'm Doug Jones. I'm an actor. I'm known for wearing lots of prosthetic rubber makeups in fantasy, sci-fi, horror, comic book movies. I'm 6'3 and a half. I weigh 140 pounds. I'm shaped weird, which makes me an ideal palette to build things on. I was in the Fantastic Four sequel as the Silver Surfer, Pan's Labyrinth as both the Fawn and the Pale Man, and the list goes on and on and on. I was born in 1960. I grew up in Indianapolis, Indiana. So I'm a good Midwestern boy. My household was very conservative, not only politically, but also their relationship with money. They instilled in me the value of spending less than you make. If you live beneath your means, you will always have means. It wasn't so much conversations where here's life lessons, Dougie. It was more about leading by example and watching my dad be a cheap ass. Taking me home from track practice one day, I said, "Oh, hey, can we drop my friend Chris off at his house on the way?" "Well, sure." And the joke became that he might slow down for Chris to get out of the car. Pulling into the driveway, back out of the driveway, was gas burning for no reason. He kind of went to the nearest corner, wasn't going to turn in, and get out, money's burning. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that, I guess I've taken that into my adult life with me. Now that both my parents are dead and gone, they left with me that healthy fear of just preparing for the future. Acting is the most stupid profession to get into if you want something safe and solid, right? Because it's every job I get is going to come to an end. And will I ever get another one? I don't know. I've had many times, many years along the way in the last 20 years where there's been a lull. My wife, Lori, and I, we do adhere to my parents' wishes of spending less than we make. So we live in a very modest house, drive very modest cars. Everything's paid off. I have had real estate loans, but our first condo we bought, I got a really good movie job and wanted to pay it off in one lump. I got advice from all kinds of people. Do not pay your house off. If you have extra money, then invest in, the stock market or something. And I felt like, no, with my up and down career, I would rather have the peace of mind knowing that they can't take my house away. So we paid that condo off, and it's the smartest thing I've ever done because, the stock market has been all over the place since I got that advice. And I've never had to ask a friend or family member for more money for a loan. People tend to spend based on what they think they're going to be making in the next year or the next month or, I can pay that off later. And I've done the opposite. Wealth is not measured by how much money you earn, but by how much you can actually hang on to.
Find out more about Doug Jones and his family finance lessons at MarketplaceMoney.org.